be, why'd you wait till 2 o'clock in the morning? So I think I just used to watch the television and read, but I was trying to think, did I shower or bath every day? I didn't. I found that a real effort to begin with, that first year, looking after myself. I put on loads of weight. When I went on Prozac, I'd put on, my mum said she was shocked when she saw me about 4 months after I'd been on Prozac. And then in that first year that I was off, I ballooned, I think. And then when I met you, I used to cook us huge dinners, and we both got really quite fat, didn't we? And then when we got married, we had a year of losing weight.
How would you describe the depressive symptoms?
Real anxiety. Real anxiety about, what do people think of me? Could I go out? You know, I live in the East End of London. You can't step out your front door without seeing people. I didn't want to see my neighbours. I had noisy neighbours upstairs. There was a family of four moved in and turned into a family of eight in the time they lived there. So I had all this stress with this awful family upstairs that were really noisy. Luckily, reasonable people either side at that time. But I didn't want to go out and risk seeing people because I felt I hadn't made an effort about how I looked. I was getting fat. I was very, very self-conscious. I hated seeing my reflection. If I walked past a shop and I saw my reflection, I hated that kind of thing. Going on public transport was hideous. And on the occasions I did go out socially, because I felt I needed to prove to my friends I was all right, because they'd say, how are you? Are you okay? You know, we're worried about you. So because I felt that they were worried about me, I had to be Lisa, you know, life and soul of the party. But I got into the habit of drinking a bottle of wine before I left the front door. I mean, I would, you know, I'd have to drink that much to get out of the house and onto the tube. I'd have a hip flask with vodka in it, vodka and mix or something. Bless him. And I would swig on that on the journey. But so often when I'd get to a club, I'd be really quite drunk. And I used to take quite a lot of drugs around that time. The time, actually, when I was started on Prozac, I was definitely a self-medicator, so I used to take quite a bit of speed and ease as well. I just got those at 30, and then I drank quite a lot.
It's interesting that you put a lot. That was one of the massive effects for me when I started taking it. It wasn't Prozac, it was
Oxac. Oh.
Within like a year, I put on like 3 stone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I, you know, went before the depression. So I'd kind of gained a bit of weight when I moved to London. When I was put on Prozac, I put on about 0.5 stone, maybe a stone, quite quickly, and then it kind of evened out a bit because I was still at work, but then when I was off work, that was it. And I just used to, I used to eat so much chocolate, and I had the shop next door, chocolate ice cream cake, bars of chocolate, and not a lot else really in the day, during the daytime. So going out socially was just the most anxiety provoking thing, and I, you know, frequently would have put my makeup on, got ready to go out, and I'd look in the mirror and I think I can't do it, and I'll take my makeup off and I'll go to bed. Just I couldn't face doing it. So it wasn't a regular thing going out socially, but I felt I still needed to do it, and I guess for me to see my friends. But I did feel that there was an element of me needing to prove to them that I was okay. And then so when I met Ian, that kind of started. Is it 13 years since we met? So was it 2003 or 2004?
2003.
That we met. So yeah, so I was still very much in the midst of the depression. I was overweight. I wasn't massively overweight. And then I think probably I'm the same as I am now. Then.
Yeah, about that.
About the same, yeah. But to me, that was 3 stone heavier than I